Right. All right, what are we doing?
Slang Like This quiz.
Yeah, play it now?
Let's do it.
All right. They don't understand us when we speak in slang like this. Right.
So, fellas, we are on BBC Radio 1 and BBC Radio 1 Extra. If you are listening to us on 1 Extra tonight, hello, good evening, I'm Mr. Jam. You can normally catch me Monday to Thursday, 7 till 10pm, and Saturday nights from 11 o'clock.
That's right.
If you have got a mobile phone that can get on the internet, bbc.co.uk/1extra, put that on your homepage, join the 1 Extra family, just as Chris and Dave have done tonight.
That's right.
And we're going to further amalgamate...
spicy chicken, by the way.
Oh.
That sounds more legit.
Yeah, but that looks actually
too legit.
Weirder.
To quit.
Word.
Do you realise that that came out the year Chipmunk was born?
Yeah, I was born in the 90s.
MC Hammer, absolute legend. Anyway.
You're telling me?
Yeah, most definitely. So look, Chris, right. Dave, we want to further welcome you into the BBC Radio 1 Extra family.
Thank you.
And I know I've been listening. I listen to the Breakfast Show regularly. You reckon as 1 Extra DJs can't spell.
That's all hood.
You reckon that
That's
we can't hood. Talk. Well, tonight we are going to teach you some words.
All right. Okay.
Now, question number one. Chipmunk, you are the adjudicator. You're also our scorecard keeper.
Rah, where's the score? Oh, just write.
Just write it.
Yeah, right, cool.
Just give me all the points. It's fine.
Question number one.
Yes.
If you were in a club and you were skanking out.
Yes.
Would you A, be breaking the law?
No.
B, don't give me an answer yet.
Okay.
Oh, because we're both playing.
Yeah, you're both right, playing. Okay. You're both playing. You're playing against each other. Mm. B, dancing. Or C, buying a drink.
I'm going to go for option B, Mr. Jam.
Dave, you're going for option B, dancing?
Yeah.
Chris?
I'm going for skanking and the dancing.
Yeah.
Skanking and the dancing.
Word. Skanking out on the floor. Word. Give me some more.
Chipmunk?
Word to your mother.
Ding!
Oh!
Loving that.
That is a point for Chris and a point for Dave.
Thank you.
Have we got another sheet of paper so I can get, in case they get any wrong?
Go for it.
We're not going to get any wrong. Shut up, Chipmunk. Have some more dim sum and pipe down.
Question number two.
All right.
What is a brethren? Is a brethren A, a very good friend? B, a sandwich? Or C, a girl with loose morals?
It could be A and C. If it was C, she'd definitely be A. But I'm going to go A.
Was A friend?
A was friend.
I'm going to go A as well.
Hey!
He's just copying.
It's not a bread bin, was it?
No, not
a bread bin. It's correct. Not where you put your loaf in.
Fine, well, you put me Warburtons in to keep it fresh.
If it was C, you may put your loaf in it.
Hey, listen.
Whoa. Hey, man.
We won't have that.
It's not that late, Mrs. Jack. It's not that late.
Don't be bringing the tone down.
Hey.
Family show.
Question number three.
I'm so going to get my own show on 1 Extra. Yeah. I'm
telling you. Very soon. Question number three. If you were wavy, would you be A,
ooh,
tipsy, B, fresh from the barbershop, or C, impersonating a member of the royal family?
A.
Dave, you're saying A?
Tipsy. Wavy. Like gravy? Word?
Word is a no-no.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Well, Dave, what are you going to say next? Ragamuffin? I'm going to go A as well.
You're both saying that wavy means tipsy?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Point for each of you.
Yay!
And can I just add that wavy, you could also be like wavy.
Yeah. Wavy's almost like swag as well.
Yeah. Wavy. So you could be.
So I've got my wavy on.
Yeah.
You could be, I'm wavy.
I sound like Jonathan Ross saying gravy. I've got my wavy on.
Oh my gosh.
I could be Wavy Davy.
Yes.
Wavy Davy.
There's my 1 Extra.
There's your 1 Extra
right
name,
there.
Wavy Davy. That's genius.
I am all over this like a fat lass in a cake shop. Come on, give me some more.
You level pegging right now. Now, this is the last question. If you both get this one right, we go to the tiebreaker situation.
Kaboom.
If you were described as being peng.
What?
Pain.
If you were described as being peng.
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 Peng. I've heard of peng. That's in South London. Peng.
Peng. P-E-N-G. Peng.
P-E-N-G.
Would you be A, very bad, ugly or minging? Would you be B, very tall, large or enormous? Or would you be C, very good, sexy or hot?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
I think I'm all of the above.
Yeah.
He said he thinks I'm all of the above.
The word peng.
Okay,
the slang
peng,
word peng.
P-E-N-G, peng.
Peng.
What are they again? A, B, C?
A is very bad, ugly or minging. Right. B is very tall, large or enormous. Or C, very good, sexy or
A hot. A for me again.
A for you, Dave?
Yeah, minging.
I'm going to go C.
You're going to go see Chris?
Yeah. Peng. That's what I'm going for.
Mm.
This is the first time the pair of you have gone for different answers.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Chris, you're right.
Oh, boom!
Dave, you're wrong, mate. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Kaboom!
So Peggy's good.
Pull over!
Pull over.
Redfin.
Cardigan!
Pull over.
Yeah.
Over, Chipmunk.
That's the new one.
That's right.
Now, I know we've got an obvious winner here in Chris.
Hello.
Congratulations, Chris.
Mud-ting,
I'm the winner.
Mud-ting.
I'm a mud-ting.
Yeah.
Mud?
Mud-ting.
Chipmunk.
But I feel we do need to take it to the tiebreaker question, even though it's not a tiebreaker situation.
Go on, then. That'd be very civil of you.
Out of these 10,
yeah.
How many of these or actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Oh,
hang
about. Ooh, okay. Need a pen.
Pen.
Not a peng.
Peng.
Oh, my gosh.
I am totally peng.
Don't know.
I've got my swagger on.
Yeah.
Swag.
It's all wavy.
It's all hood. Swag.
Feeling that.
Swag.
Okay.
That's right.
Swag.
Go for it.
Swag.
Swag.
Out of these
I'm the whitest man on the planet.
It's not a colour thing, Chris. It's just
it is right now.
It's just a slang thing, man.
See, now hang on. What did you just say?
It's just a slang thing.
All right, now it's just a slang thing. It doesn't make the sound the same.
Well, it does. Swag. I'm from Nottingham. You're from Leeds.
That's
it's not
true.
Too far.
That's very
it's
true.
A slang thing. Right. Out of these 10, how many are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Okay.
CJ Beats.
Okay.
Young Lion. DJ Q, DJ Target, Charlie Sloth, DJ Edu, DJ Cameo, Robbo Ranks, Twin B.
He's copying it.
Nick Bright.
Nick Bright?
Nick Bright? Isn't he an engineer?
Do you want that list again?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Out of these 10, how many are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra
DJs? By the
DJs?
Way, I want Chipmunk to give us his answer as well, because this can be funny. Yeah.
You can do if you want.
All right.
All right, cool. Lego.
Lego.
What, CJ Beats?
CJ Beats.
Yeah.
Young Lion. DJ Q. DJ Target. Charlie Sloth.
Nah.
DJ Edu.
Hello, it's Charlie Sloth here on One Extra. Ooh. I got loads and loads of tunes for thee.
DJ Carrier. Robbo Ranks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Twin B.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bright.
All right.
They don't understand us when we speak in slang like this.
Chipmunk. No, let's go Dave. What's your answer?
What, how many are real?
Yeah. How many out of those?
How many of those are
five.
Real One Extra DJs?
Five.
Chipmunk?
I'm saying seven.
Seven? I'm going to say all of them.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
He's trying it. What did you
what,
mean?
Even Charlie Sloth?
I'm saying all of them.
Charlie Sloth?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't make that up.
That was Charlie Sloth on One Extra.
Dave, what five do you think are fake One Extra DJs?
Okay. Nick Bright.
Uh-huh.
DJ Edu.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Sloth.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Young Lion.
Uh-huh.
And CJ Beats.
Okay. Chippy, how many do you think aren't One Extra DJs? Or the names of the DJs that you think aren't One Extra DJs?
Young Lion. That Nick.
Nick Bright.
And I can't remember. Run through again, I'll tell you the other ones.
CJ Beats, DJ Q, Target, Charlie Sloth, DJ Edu, Cameo, Robert Ranks. Edu.
I think.
Okay.
Can I have two answers?
Yeah.
I think they're all on One Extra. But what is the question? Did I say the question again?
Out of these 10, how many of these are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to... nine, then. If you're going to be picky about it, because I've heard DJ Target's show, and seriously. So, I'm going to... Only joking, Target, son! I'm going to say all 10.
You're going to say all 10, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Well, you would be right in saying all 10. BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs.
Wow. Told ya. Wagwan.
Well, even B&Q as well.
DJ Q.
Yeah.
DJ Q. Tuesday nights, UKG from 1 a.m. Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
He does the hip hop show at 1 a.m. Uh-huh. On a Friday night. He also does Weekend Breakfast.
Time. Yeah.
He does what?
He does Weekend Breakfast as well.
But hang on, he's on Friday night at 1 a.m. They put him on Weekend Breakfast.
They put him on Saturday morning.
He's got to get himself a new agent, isn't he?
That's an awful.
He gets 3 hours sleep.
Awful gig.
Nick Bright does early morning Weekend Breakfast.
What? Bright and Breezy with Nick.
That's his actual name as well. His actual name is Nick Bright.
Mm, change it, son.
DJ wow. Edu is our African music specialist on One Extra.
Right.
CJ Beats is an R&B specialist on Monday nights on One Extra. Mm-hmm. He also does the opposite show to Charlie Slough on a Sunday. So he does
Wicked
Breakfast. Young Lion. He's one of our dancehall specialists.
I love the Young Lion show. Yeah. You know, dancehall.
After Robo Ranks finishes, Young Lion comes on.
Yeah, Young Lion. Roar! like a little lion.
He's like a kitten. So,
Chris, you are officially a BBC Radio 1 Extra DJ now.
Thank you. Pull over!
Red bin.
This coming year, when we do the Christmas photos, mate, you need to come and stand next to me.
Well, go on.
In both pictures.
Absolutely.
Nice. I'm feeling that.
Go on.
All hood.
All hood. All hood.
Yeah, good.
It's 8:30. In fact, it's 8:31, which means that you've been doing